Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
Well, all right, the General Motors strike now entering its fifth week. I never thought it would go this long, but this is where we are. The General Motors strike entering its fifth week. The big conversation over health care. It's very, very important. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief with Rich Studley, the CEO and president of the Michigan Chamber now. Rich, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. It's a cold fall morning, but you've traveled around the Lansing area in northern Michigan. The color's beautiful, and I hope we're going to have a good week.
Well, I hope so, too. It seems like there might be some movement finally with General Motors and the United Auto Workers. The problem could come for Ford later because a lot of what I'm reading now says that GM and the UAW are making deals on health care. Of course, Ford has more hourly workers, so it could be expensive for Ford. But let's cut to the chase here. The UAW is under investigation across the country for fraud, using dues to do all sorts of parties and favors and luxury trips and so forth. Nobody's talking about that. While Democrat politicians are out taking selfies on the picket lines, why is nobody talking about the bigger picture of corruption?
Well, it's unclear why the news media hasn't looked a little more closely at the politicians who have jumped at the chance to walk on the picket lines and hand out donuts to striking UAW workers. I have to wonder if it was an auto company executives who were under federal investigation for bribery, for corruption, for kickbacks, if politicians would be so quick to walk the picket line or if they wouldn't be asked about their view. But often the Capitol Press Corps, the traditional reporters, don't pursue these things. I want to be very respectful about the importance of labor-management relations. I think in the past, one of the things that we could all be proud of as Michiganders, whether you're union or non-union, is that from Walter Reuther forward, the UAW had a reputation, well-deserved, of not being plagued by the garden variety graft and corruption that unions in other states suffer from. Steve, as you said, the strike is now in its 29th day. The Anderson Economic Group has estimated that UAW members have lost $624 million in wages.
Yeah.
The Anderson Economic Group indicates that GM has lost over $1 billion in profit. Clearly, part of the challenge is that the UAW has been inconsistent and unclear in their demands at the bargaining table. You have to wonder if their senior leadership, many of whom are under arrest, going to prison, or under indictment, haven't been a bit distracted in the last few days and weeks.
I think that's a fair question. And it's a question, as you point out, Rich, that it's not being asked by very many reporters, if any, right now, which seems unusual to me. But you look at this, day 29, General Motors losing a significant amount of money every single day that this goes on. I mean, how much damage do you think this has? Because it's not just GM. It's the suppliers. It's the smaller companies that are all peripheral to this whole manufacturing environment, right? I mean, it's not just the big company. It's all the companies around that get hurt by this.
Lansing, in many ways, is still a GM town. We're heavily impacted by this strike, but less so in other parts of the state and country. The UAW is much smaller today than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. I admire and respect people who work in auto plants. My brother-in-law was a UAW member, worked in a plant here. It's not easy, and in fact, it's hard work. But General Motors put on the table a commitment to invest $9 billion in plants and equipment early in the process, and that wasn't enough for the UAW bosses. I think there's a challenge with sticking with the old-fashioned pattern bargaining. You have to be a strong advocate for your members, but you also have to recognize economic reality.
I think that's true. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I, too, Rich, was a member of the UAW, so I think that it's important to have the conversation and look at all perspectives here. Let me ask you this, though. As you look at this strike play out into week five now, do you think it has an impact on Michigan and other states that have manufacturing facilities for General Motors when it comes to being a good place to do business? Does it hurt somebody's reputation like Michigan?
Steve, I share your concern, especially tomorrow if we reach day 30. Then I think the strike will start to receive even greater national recognition. part of the challenge is we have strong unions in Michigan. That's a good thing. But to have this strike drag on, to have the specter of an ongoing federal corruption investigation at Solidarity House, I think we start to run the risk soon that Michigan will begin to gain a reputation where people from other states who are thinking about locating here and creating jobs are going to worry about corrupt unions and unreasonable demands at the bargaining place. We're not there yet, but if this strike continues, it could severely damage our state's reputation as a good place to live and work and do business.
Well, it's difficult for those in the picket lines, too. I mean, strike pay is nowhere near what a paycheck is, you know, so you have to bridge that gap. Right. If you have bills to pay, right?
Yes, a typical auto worker earns over $1,000 per week. If you've based your family budget on that, if you have a spouse and dependents, getting by on $250 or now $275 an hour is part of the challenge. This weekend, a UAW boss said that the strikers were bringing power to the bargaining table. I hope this isn't just a power struggle. I think what we need to bring to the bargaining table is common sense and a spirit of teamwork and cooperation.
Rich, I hope you're right, because I think, you know, I'm, as I said at the top of the segment, I am surprised it has gone on this long. I'll give you the last word.
Hopefully the strike will be resolved soon. People can get back to work. If the strike continues, it will start to have a negative impact on jobs and our economy and revenue for state and local government. And we hope that management and labor will come together and do the right thing and settle this agreement and get back to work.
Rich Studley, thank you as always from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. This is the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich, we will talk next week. Until then, have a great week.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
There you have it. And, you know, the strike dragging on into week number five makes it very, very difficult for those on the strike line. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Huber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.